What do you do in those moments when you feel defeated? When you've been doing all the things, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been reading your Bible, you've been submitting to God's will, but you still feel defeated. You still are on your knees and you're crying and you're saying, Lord, why me? Why is this continuing to happen to me? I want to give up. And sometimes in those moments of wanting to give up, we may want to give up on what's right in front of us. We may want to give up on something bigger, like our career or our marriage or even our life. And in those moments of defeat, we have to be reminded that God is not a God of defeat. He is not a God of depression. So when we feel these emotions pouring in, when we feel the negativity hitting us, just overtaking us, what we have to remember is these are tools of the enemy. The enemy is the one who comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He doesn't want us to have our hopes. He doesn't want us to have our dreams. He doesn't want us to be whole. He wants us to stay in worry and anxiety and sadness. That is where he wants us to be. So, in those moments when we feel like giving up, we are on the edge of a breakthrough. In those moments in my life, I've been at the point where I've just thrown my hands up and said, I have nothing left to give. I cannot go forward. I can't do it. It's too hard. It's too painful. And as soon as I threw up my hands in defeat, and I said, I can't, I heard a small, still small voice from God saying, okay, I got you. I needed you to take your hand off of the situation. I needed you to stop being in control. I needed you to stop trying to impact the decision, the outcome of this specific situation. So when we feel defeated and we feel like giving up, we have to let go, because we are investing too much mental and physical energy into this thing that is controlling our minds. It's controlling our bodies. It's controlling us. So when you give up, you don't just say, I'm just done with this. You give it up and you say, God, I am taking my hands off of this. I have no more mental, emotional, financial, spiritual. I have no more energy to invest into the situation. Lord, I need you to drive this. I need you to move this. And when you fully take your hands off of it, when you fully say, I'm not investing any more money in this outcome, I'm not investing any more mental energy in this outcome, that's when you truly allow God to take over. That's when you truly allow him to do the unthinkable. In the times of my life when I've completely said, I give up, I can't do this anymore, and I have let God do his work, I've let him show up, I've let him move, the outcome of the situation was better than I could have ever imagined. So yes, I am telling you to give up. But I'm not telling you just to give up and roll over. I'm telling you to give this fully to God. You've done what you can do. You've put your work in. You put your money in. You have put your resources in. And now it's time to stop investing. It's time to stop giving. this situation, this dead situation, this thing that you're trying to revive. It's time to let it go. So fully take your hands off of it. And if you still are worrying about it, if you're still anxious about it, you haven't given it up yet. So you continue to pray and you continue to ask God, Lord, take this away from me. I am giving this to you. I am no longer continuing to fight. I'm no longer continuing to work on this. I need you to take this from me. And one day you'll wake up and that worry, that anxiety, that defeat will be gone. When something is taking over your mind and your body and your soul and affecting you in every single way, that is a sign that you need to stop fighting. You need to let it go. And this letting go could be for a season. It could be for a moment. It could be for a lifetime. But sometimes we have to take our hands off of situations completely to let God show up and do His work. And then He'll say, now it's time for you to show up again. Now it's time for you to be engaged. Or maybe He never says that. But the first step is taking your hands off of it. So release it. Give it to God. And every day that you feel the anxiety, the worry, the defeat, the depression, continue giving it to God.